This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Mike Turner, product lead at Zenotech. Mike, hello.
Hi there.
Can you tell us a little about Zenotech first?
We're a company based in Bristol. We're specialists in simulation and high-performance computing. We have two products. One is a CFD code for doing fluid dynamic simulation around a variety of things, so from aerospace, civil engineering, renewables, automotive. And the other is a platform called EPIC, which is a gateway to HPC resources, so high-performance computing. So it's to enable our customers to run their simulation codes at scale.
And we're here at Oracle OpenWorld. What Oracle services are you using for that?
We make use of some of the Oracle Cloud infrastructure, so in particular the bare metal cloud services that have been released in the last year or so. We run some of our high-performance computing workloads on OCI.
Why Oracle? Where else did you look? Because they're not necessarily known as an HPC.
No, we were approached by Oracle a year ago, and they mentioned they had a bare metal cloud service. Bare metal is quite good for us because of the performance. So we just did some performance tests with them, and we had good results from quite a fast network and access to bare metal machines. Yeah, it was fortuitous, really.
Did you look at anywhere else?
We do use other services as well. We try and match our workloads to the resources. So bare metal cloud services are really good for some of our compute services, but for jobs where we need large memory nodes, we might use AWS. If we need fast interconnect, we might use a specialist HPC provider.
Like SGI?
Yeah, and some of the UK Tier 2 supercomputing centres.
One of the things you do is offer to reduce the costs of delivering your service. I think you talk about the cost saving 73% of using cloud HPC. What's that comparable against, and why should people use your services?
So this is a comparison we did against the cost of running in-house HPC clusters. Obviously, the problem with an in-house HPC cluster, as well as having the expertise to run it, is the utilization figures. And lots of HPC workloads are quite bursty. So if you don't have enough users to keep your cluster at a high utilization level, then there's a kind of a tipping point where basically paying for that on demand becomes a much more sensible option.
What's excited you in terms of what you've heard at Oracle World so far? Because there was some announcements around the bare metal.
Yes, it's interesting to see some of the next hardware releases. The introduction of the X7 instance types with the Skylake processors, that's very good for us because we're very compute intensive. And also some of the new GPU nodes with NVIDIA P100s. So we have very good performance on those machines, so we're quite excited when they'll be available.
And Oracle announced per second billing recently. Is that something you're looking to get out of Oracle as well?
Yeah, it's very useful. Being able to do that is good. So we charge our customers ideally at a per second just for the wall time of their job. So having that matched by the cloud providers, yeah, it makes our life a lot easier.
And what else are you hoping Oracle will do in the next year?
We're also interested in some of the services they're building on top of OCI, things like the worker service, the function as a service, and also the Kubernetes side of things. We use Docker for some of our environments, and so being able to manage that in a service environment would be very good.
What else have you gained from Oracle World?
It's been good to meet some other people, other customers, and see what other people are doing with the service. Made some useful contacts. That's been one of the main benefits.
And in terms of the research side, are you going to look at things like the Oracle Data Cloud and extend some of your services into that?
We've got various projects looking at how things like machine learning could be used in the engineering space. So that's definitely a research topic for the future. And if Oracle services can play a part in that or not, it's something we'll probably look at.
Oracle have had Bloodhound on stage, Ed, and you're also involved in the Bloodhound project. Can you talk through how you've helped Bloodhound?
We've been involved in a kind of a STEM project called HPC for Schools. We've run it twice now, once in the Bristol area and once in Wales, where we were trying to get school children involved, give them some experience of running fluid dynamics codes, actually on supercomputing resources. So it was a competition between schools where they could change various parameters of the Bloodhound car, kind of its height when they fired the rocket. And then we'd run a CFD job for them, and they'd get the profile of the car back and its top speed. And then the school kids would then compete between themselves to try and get the fastest speed out of Bloodhound, which was a really interesting project. And you had school kids running jobs on the supercomputer at Bristol through a web portal. So it was kind of the exact proper engineering tools being used by school children, which was quite exciting.
Are you looking to extend that at all?
Hopefully, yeah. We're always looking to rerun that again. As I said, we've done it in Bristol and we've done it in Wales as well. So yeah, it would be nice to do that again.
Besides Bloodhound, what are the really interesting projects you're involved about that you can talk about?
We're involved in several Innovate UK projects. For example, we're working on looking at how CFD could be used in the wind industry, so looking at simulation of wind farms. That's a project called SWEPT with some wind energy companies involved. We're also looking at how large aerospace primes might be able to use cloud resources. So we have another Innovate UK project called Cloudburst, which is working alongside Airbus and looking at how flight physics workflows can potentially make use of cloud resources in the future. So these are very early stage projects looking at new technologies for these companies.
heard about the autonomous database, but one of the things you can see as the next step in terms of bare metal and management of bare metal is, would you like to see auto-tuning within the HPC environment?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, that would be great if we could make an intelligent simulation instead of the engineer having to set the parameters up and then set the job going, and then if it fails, it fails. Have the environment talking to the code, tuning as it goes to try and get the right result for the engineer would be brilliant.
How far away do you think we are from that?
The tools and techniques are out there now, and it's something that's being looked at in the community. So hopefully in the next few years, this applying AI and machine learning in engineering will become more common.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.